Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Well, look for lean hog contracts open with a firm undertone today, supported by growing evidence of stronger fundamentals. The cattle complex likely to open under pressure, though, checked by follow-through selling and long liquidation. Well, midweek has been a popular and bullish time to trade cattle this spring, so maybe we'll see a significant trade volume develop sometime today. Yet, if bulls plan to hold the line, business may have to wait until tomorrow or Friday. A small cash test did surface in parts of Nebraska and Iowa as one regional buyer secured several thousand head at about $225, about $5 lower than last week. Pork packer spending in the country is getting increasingly impressive, though, a function of tightening supplies and decent margins. Cash bids today are likely to open about $1 to $2 higher. Early estimates of the Saturday kill around 89,000 head. The lean futures should open significantly higher, supported by improving fundamentals and short covering. Well, soybeans closed higher yesterday to recover yesterday's losses amid reports of slow planting in the Midwest and the likelihood of more delays as storms move from the Rockies to the Atlantic this week. Corn had lesser gains as Monday's progress report showed rapid planting this week in the western Midwest, but a slowdown in the east. Those gains plus losses in the wheat markets came ahead of today's USDA crop reports that are expected to make minor adjustments in demand and ending stocks. The wheat markets did close 3 to 5 cents lower yesterday, with dry weather expected in the plains next week, offering hope that some of the storm-hit hard red winter crop can recover. The buying also may have been short covering ahead of today's reports. Fund short covering was active early last week after the storm, but selling returned late in the week. Corn futures closed a fraction higher yesterday and most months ahead of Wednesday's USDA report, with July remaining under key moving averages. And the soybeans closed higher for the first time in four sessions, with July holding above the 20-day moving average, but under other key averages. We'll check futures in a moment.
Cinderella coughs and chokes. She got sick from breathing smoke. How many doctors will she see?
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but one in five Oklahoma kids live with it every day, increasing their risk for respiratory infections, earaches, and asthma. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle was down 280 at 124.97. The August was down 260 at 120.65. May feeder cattle down 377, 144.52. August down 450 at 152.15. June hogs unchanged, 77.37. July up 27 cents at 77.50. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. July was down 3/4 at 438. September was down 1.5, 455. Chicago wheat, July down 4 cents at 429.5. September down 4.25 at 444.5. July corn up 0.5, 366.5. September up 0.5, 374.5. July soybeans up 9.25 at 974. And August is up 9 cents at 974.75. July cotton down 23, 77.20. October down 56, 73.79. June crude oil up 40, 46.28. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.